Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Think writing a book is just for authors? Our guest today will show you how self-publishing can unlock credibility, clients, and unexpected opportunities without the stress. So today I want to welcome Angela Jamieson from Angela Jamieson Group to our podcast. It's lovely having you, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, we're excited. My first question for you is, tell me a little bit about how this book came about. What took you in on this journey of writing a book and then helping others do the same?
Right. So I have had this book idea in my brain for decades, but my background is engineering. And so I had an international engineering career. And I remember telling one of my colleagues over 20 years ago, the title of my book. And that's how long it's been festering. And I think a lot of people are similar, that they have a book inside of them, or they think, like, wouldn't it be great to publish a book? So, but I always think everything works in perfect timing. And with my book, it enabled me to collect more stories because life just throws us more stories. So as I went through my engineering career, also was popping out kids. And when I moved back home, we decided to move back to Canada to raise our children. I knew I had to pivot into something else because my specialty of engineering wasn't in my hometown. So I finally decided when COVID hit, I was like, this is a perfect time to write my book. So I went, joined a publishing house writers group, and they taught me all about writing to get an agent, all about the traditional publishing process, about vanity publishers where you can pay someone a lot of money to publish your book. And also, I got to start to know about self-publishing, but didn't really look into that at that time because I thought, I'll just get this publisher. This publisher is going to see that my book is amazing. I'm going to win the contest and they're going to publish me and I smooth sailing. Well, I entered the contest twice. And so that's like two writing sessions and I did not get picked. I wasn't even on the shortlist. So I was like, how am I going to get this published? And when I looked into traditional publishing, the lead time is like when you finish your manuscript, they might not publish it for 2 years. There's just such a long process. So I decided to take a self-publishing course that I saw pop up on Facebook, because I guess how our phones read our minds. And I bought the course and learned how to self-publish through there. So under a pen name, I've got over 20 titles. They're fiction. So I ended up, I'm an accidental fiction writer. But through that course, I became a six-figure publisher in terms of those fiction books. So I was having so much fun because I told my husband, I'm just going to learn the process and then I'm going to get out and write my book. But I did it for almost 2 years because I was having so much fun. And then on a birthday, I was like, what am I doing? I'm supposed to be doing my own book. So I stopped doing that and I just put my head down, put all the stories that I had collected over the years, organized it, and then I was able to publish it. So from last Christmas, I started really putting things together in earnest, and then I published in May. But I could include stories that happened in April. Because I self-published, I had full control, and it was total, the fastest speed to publishing that you could do. So the book has opened up so many speaking opportunities for me in terms of podcasting. Thank you for having me here, which increases my audience, but also doing public speaking. So it increases your street cred as an entrepreneur. And because I also know how to make it a bestseller from my self-publishing course, it's a bestseller. It might have been a bestseller for just a few days or a week, but at least I can still have that title on my book. So it's kind of just knowing the backroom goings on of publishing and self-publishing, what you need to do that can really up your ante as an entrepreneur, especially if you want to speak. And there's so many people who say, I'm a best-selling author, that you know, there's got to be something to it. So that's sort of my long story.
I love that. On average, what's the cost for someone to self-publish a book?
Well, the cost is mostly your time in writing it. There are courses now that are AI driven, but it's kind of like using AI with social media. I just think we're supposed to use social media for connection. So if we're all fake connecting, what kind of connection is that? So I really encourage people to be themselves, write their book, use their voice. We don't need a whole bunch of ChatGPT books out there. And that does take the majority of the time. The impact in terms of cost, there's covers. You can really get some good quality, low cost covers now. You can pay for an editor. The editors, they range in cost, but there's also a lot of different kinds of editing, whether it's you want someone to shape your book, or you want just someone to check that you've got your grammar right. All the grammar and the spelling, it's kind of taken up by our word processors anyway. They'll flag that this doesn't really sound right. So a lot of the last polishing, you can choose to spend either a few hundred or a few thousand dollars on an editor, but that's the big cost. Putting it into Amazon is completely free. If you want more publicity, I've got a way where you build up, if you have an email list, that really helps on your launch, but you can also use ads. So it depends really on your budget, what you want to spend. But if you don't care and you just want to get a book out there, then it can be almost free. I do recommend a professionally designed cover, because you can look through Amazon, you go, oh, that person did their cover themselves. It's really easy to see that. So I do recommend a professional cover.
I love that. Okay, before we go any further, you have to tell us what the name of your book is. We haven't even got it.
No. So this is my book, Using Number Two to Get to Number One, the shockingly insightful, full of crap self-help book.
I love it. I saw it on your website. I thought this is going to be a really fun conversation today. Oh my gosh.
And I'm having so much fun with it because it's not poop jokes. It's actually really deep. And the reason why I love using the digestive system is because people say, oh, who's your book for? And it's like, anyone who eats, digests, and poops. So basically, you have to be alive, because if you don't poop and you don't want to talk about it, then you're dead, because everyone's got to poop.
That's awesome. I love that. It's funny because after you write the book, then you have to sell the book. And I have always said, if I were to write a book, I would go on every podcast on the planet while I was writing it to build up, not wait till it was written. I would start promoting it in the process. Then I'd want to go back on those same podcasts after it was written. And so what do you recommend for people? How do they get it to that number one bestseller? How do you recommend that once they've self-published, you know, they paid for someone else to do the cover, it's on Amazon, what do they do to become a number one bestseller?
Well, there's a lot of pre-work, and I think going on podcasts beforehand is a great idea, but some people find that a little bit stressful because you're talking about something that doesn't exist. And what if it doesn't happen? And then you just feel this is too stressful. But the easiest way is to have an email list. So if you don't have one, a lot of what people do is you create a little teaser. So like a PDF download, something that leads to your book, something that's on the subject of your book. And you give that away through social media. You just advertise your freebie, get people onto your email list, and you slowly build that up. Even getting 200 people interested in your book and who will buy it on launch day, that can make you an instant bestseller. There are certain categories where you don't need to compete with the giants of the world. For instance, Mel Robbins, who is a huge voice in personal development, she's already got her name. She already has a billion, probably five books out. And she's got a huge audience. So the second she launched her new book, it was an instant bestseller across the board. Whereas we're looking to be an a bestseller on a certain list. So you don't need the millions of sales that she gets in order to be a bestseller.
So do you typically help people who are business owners and are using it to move their business forward, whether they offer it for free or people buy it? Or do you work with consumers who are interested like you, always had a book inside, or both?
I do both. So and actually plus more, I'm helping fiction writers because I accidentally wrote fiction in my self-publishing. So I'm kind of aware of all of the different styles of books. My book, Using Number Two to Get to Number One, has so many personal stories in there that it's almost memoirish as well. So there's been people approaching me who want to write their memoirs. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. They don't actually want to be a bestseller. They just want to leave it for their children and for it to be available for a lifetime. Just because you publish a book doesn't mean you have to sell it. You can just, a lot of people just want to have that book in their hands. So I can deal with the whole gamut of people, the whole what you want to do with it. If you just want a book on your shelf, or if you want to use it as a tool to six figures.
That's fantastic. And what are some of the ways, like, so most of our clients are business owners, right?
Right.
And a lot of them do want to have more public speaking opportunities. So when you think about a business owner who is writing their book, ideally to build authority in their space and to land speaking engagements, what do you recommend as far as, you know, how do they promote that book for those purposes? Or are there any tips about how to write a book with the intention of building a business or speaking gigs? Would that be a little bit different?
Well, I think you need to have a very catchy hook. So you need to catch people off guard. So in some ways, like, my book is kind of what you're talking about, what, you know, so that's kind of fun. And it can also branch into so many different speeches in terms of, let's just have more fun with our lives, or what the gut can tell you. So that's good for instance, like a yogurt company conference or fiber bars, all of that. You just got to think about, what audience can I attract with my message? What is my personal expertise, and how can I package it in a way that is sellable or interesting? So it's what I'm finding a lot that's hooking people is if you can find a contrarian idea. For instance, what I've been doing lately, everyone's talking about boundaries, but my thing is never have boundaries. So a lot of my social media posts that I talk about, like ditch the boundaries, that tends to get people's interest because they're like, but everyone's telling me to have boundaries. So why are you telling me to ditch it? So it's finding that hook that people will be like, I want to find out more. And that will help sell your book, but also sell your talking.
Yeah, it's interesting because my mind starts racing because we focus on so much on helping our clients outsource. It's ridiculous to be a solopreneur and do everything on your own, right? And so I was just thinking about that, Jeannie, like maybe saying something like, oh, you should absolutely do everything in your business on your own, right?
Yeah, or you should never hire a virtual assistant.
Yeah. Are you a total slacker capable of doing everything yourself? Like, you know, something like really not nice. But yeah, like, so, but I think for a lot of women, it is hard because their identity is so tied up in doing everything for themselves. So it would kind of be a very sarcastic title. But yeah, so once they have the book and all of that written, are there any really cool ways to market it? You said ads, we talked about guesting on podcasts. Are there some interesting other ways that you've thought about to market your books?
Yeah, well, my daughter is in engineering. And she's a student, and she had a summer job where they had a 3D printer. So she has designed 3D poops for me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so I just bought some magnets on Amazon and made them into fridge magnets.
Okay.
And so what I did was I printed out a little slip that says, you carry this tiny turd of wisdom. It's number two in shape, but it helps you become number one by reminding you to let shit go. And then a QR code where people can scan, oops, too much light, to get to the Amazon page, and a little square of double-sided tape, and I stick it on and I just leave them wherever I'm going.
Oh, I love it. That is so funny.
That's
so yeah, that's you have such a great sense of humor. Do you kind of approach like that as a whole?
Yeah, for sure. And it branches out from my original coaching that I'm a digital entrepreneur. I run a digital course called Relaxed Productivity, and I run a membership from that as well. And that is trying to help the busy professional see the logic in chilling out and having more fun, because it actually makes you more productive. So my membership and I, we always challenge each other to do things that create joy. And it's not always the big things. Of course, achieving writing a book that I've had in my mind for decades is huge, but also wearing a pair of fun socks is fun. It's whatever sparks that joy in your day will really get your creative juices flowing, will get you finding solutions faster when you're not stuck in the heaviness of a problem. You go for a walk and voila, the solution dawns on you when your mind is just relaxed and wandering. So my group is a bunch of high-powered corporate people, usually busy professionals, and we only talk twice a month, but it's just that little insertion of joy that they say they look forward to every 2 weeks. So that's kind of how my book ties in, or how I have tied it in. Because of course it existed in my brain long before my digital business, because I was engineering at the time. But it's just been so much fun that, especially when I'm feeling like, I don't know how to do this, I'm starting to get into video ads, which means I have to put myself out there to all these strangers and keyboard warriors. And I just go, what the heck? I might as well. What's going to happen to me? And it's just, let's have fun with this. And it allows you to consistently move forward.
Warriors. I love that.
Yeah, keyboard. Yeah, it's true. Well, it's so funny when you put yourself out there, you do risk people saying hurtful things. But at the same time, I love that saying, what other people think about you is none of your business, right? Yeah. So if you have a desire to help people, and we talk a lot with our clients about this, if you can let your heart to serve people and really help them overcome your fear of criticism, it changes everything. Because again, I don't care about the person that hears a message that we put out there that is not for them, and so they decide to criticize it. It's more about like, I want to put the message out there so the right people hear it, and it has impact in their life, whether it just helps them learn something new or find a new path or a different direction or to think about something differently. So it really is, it is challenging, but it's so amazing to see so many people stepping into the space of, like you said, creating video ads or starting a video podcast or starting a YouTube channel. It's so awesome to see people finally understanding that those people behind the keyboard should not control what you think or what you do.
Yeah. And that's a big thing of what I tell my people is like, don't give them space in your head. Why would you let a total stranger control your destiny? Take hold of it. And there's a lot of weird people out there, but also wonderful weird people. And if they did not shine their weirdness, we would not have like a buffet of beautifulness out in the world. And the more you can shine your weirdness, the more it gives permission to people who are scared to shine their weirdness. I always find like weird is wonderful. So let's all be weird and be yourself, because that's the true gift we can give to the world.
I love that. Be weird. Get out there and be weird, people.
That's right.
And have some fun. I just love that. You're so right. It's always when you're not so serious about things and so stressed about things that's when the idea is kind of like, oh, because then you start thinking bigger picture, I think. Oh, well, maybe I could try that. Or maybe I should reach out to that person. So I think incorporating humor and learning how to relax a little bit, it's something that we could all enjoy a little bit more of.
Yeah. And something I tell myself, which when I've shared with people think, oh, it's really, I should do that, is when things are going really wrong, just tell yourself, this is going to be a great story someday. My survival through this crap and the stuff hitting the fan, I'm going to be able to tell a knee slapper.
I love that. Well, this has just been fantastic. I think, Angela, one last thing I want to know is, do people come to you with an idea of what their book is already? And then do you help them like through the writing process, or do you kind of come in further down the road?
They usually have an idea. They definitely know what type of book they want to write, which area, whether it's for business development or if it's just for themselves or if it's fiction. So they usually have that idea. A lot of what I'm finding people who want to write memoirs is that you need to have an arc in the book. You need to have a message, just like your business book can't be everything I've ever learned in business, and so you should learn it. You need to have an overall message that people can hold on to. Even my book is a little bit like, I've got so many personal development concepts in there, but it's a good introduction to personal development through your digestive system. But if you've got generic, not generic, but kind of your take on business, you still have to have a tying down message. So we do go through an exercise. If you don't know what that is, we will flesh that out. And then that will help create your outline to create the book that will sell, instead of just a mishmash kind of book.
Yeah, there's a lot of mishmash going on in my head. I'm sure there is for other people as well.
Oh, we all got mishmash.
Well, Angela, this has been fantastic. So I know there are people listening who are saying, wow, I need to get into her world. I need to find out more about how she can help me because I know I have a book in me. So what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, I'm kind of consistent mostly on LinkedIn, but I do have my own website, just my name, angelajameson.com. And that's Jameson, not like the whiskey. It's Jameison. And they can find all the latest news there. I will be running a book cohort, so you can get on the waiting list for that whenever it does open. Because I like to walk people through that beginning stage so that we get people to the outline stage and then you're just, let's go. So that's how I work.
That's fantastic. I know there are going to be a lot of people excited about that. So Angela, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for making us laugh and telling us good stories. I love the name of your book. And we'll put information in the show notes so people can purchase your book, so they can find your website and reach out to you on LinkedIn as well. So
yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.